Welcome to PBJ Rand Ramble Mailroom number 11. This episode was recorded November 2nd, 2012. I am the Duke of New York.
I am Robo Evan.
I am Sloppy Joe.
I'm Vaughn.
He's Von Wittenheimer. He's the artist that is the shittiest artist who can't get anything done on a release date. All right, we're gonna
I
jump
don't.
right into it because we have a lot of rambling to do. Vaughn, shut up.
I don't need an introduction.
This, I'd like to point out
Vaughn,
to
is
all the
this Vaughn?
listeners that us
He is
telling Vaughn
Raymond.
to shut up isn't something that we're just doing right now. We've been talking to him for about an hour, and it's a repeating trend. So, as you'll probably
Basically,
see, upcoming episode.
here we go. We have a tiny email from Uber Medic. Basically, it says there's going to be Assassin's Creed 3. It's already out. Boston and New York are major areas. Can you tell me how authentic they are? Keep up the Uber show.
Very
But also,
authentic.
what do we think? I don't know. Boston looks pretty authentic. I've only seen Boston so far, and Boston's pretty authentic. It looks it. I mean, I haven't lived there, but I do live here now. And I can tell you that a lot of the architecture hasn't changed, and it looks very authentic. Correct. New York was just starting about this time, if I'm correct in like my points in history, or probably started what 50 years before. New York probably hasn't been
Okay,
developed
hello.
much yet. So hello, and I don't know. Make your area. How can I tell you how authentic they are? Fairly authentic. Very authentic.
Both, I'd like to point out both
Ubisoft
versions
have done
of
a
New
lot of their
York,
research.
the real life one and the past one, both don't have the World Trade Center, so
Wow, that's something.
wow.
Or well, they do have the Empire now.
I like that.
They also don't have a lot of. They also don't have any buildings on Staten Island anymore. Too soon? Was that too soon?
Yeah. Comedy is what's it?
harsh.
Some.
It is a double-edged sword. Right?
No, I
Is
thought it
that.
was just drama plus time is comedy. So someone will find it funny eventually.
Oh, okay. That's a reference. If
Vaughn,
you don't live in
Vaughn, what
America.
is?
Or this
What?
is the future.
Yeah.
What's the equation for a comedy? Basically, tragedy.
Tragedy. Yes.
So,
Plus
yeah,
time.
if you're
I'm
living in the
assuming Vaughn would
future.
know.
The Bee Gees?
Okay, the Bee Gees, correct. If you're living in the future or in another country, Staten Island, which is an island full of houses and other things in
Chang Clan.
near New York, basically burnt to the ground, essentially, during Hurricane Sandy. The whole thing just lit on fire and burnt down.
You'd
The
have thought that
entire
the
island
hurricane might have put
caused
it
a
out.
fire.
But in fact, it didn't. I apologize to anyone who's listening to this and maybe a relative was killed or their house was destroyed during the
You know,
hurricane.
I hope
all of
everybody's
my,
okay.
I have a lot of family up there.
All right.
I apologize for your lies. So
Nah, nah, they suck.
after offending a lot of people right then, let's go into an email about someone who is deeply offended.
Oh wow, Rob, that's an amazing segue. I like how we
Awesome
planned
segue.
our offending perfectly.
You offend me, sir, and I have offended Danny Troll. You have offended me deeply. EA should say. Also, this is in reference to last mailroom where I said, where Uber Medic asked us what other game companies do you think will shut down because THQ shut down in Australia, and I said EA should shut down because they're money hungry assholes, who
Mungry.
they're mongry hung honey assholes who have
That sounds delicious. Please keep
Hungry,
going.
hungry hippos.
who basically only just make games for money and make terrible sequels and DLCs and things like that. They're just a complete company and corporation and they're awful people. And so this person says EA should stay in business. All of their games are doing pretty well. They have enough games in their pipes, Mirror's Edge 2, to make me feel as if they went under, crap would happen. GameStop would actually go out of business. Well, fuck them too. They are simply a burden on all consumers. And 90% of producers of those which they own supporting the resale of games and squeezing all the money out of developers because they have the monopoly on the hard copy game market.
Brick and mortar stores, I think, is a
On a
term.
completely different note, have you touched MechWarrior Online yet? Preferably in the bum. We were referenced. Someone told us to play this not too long ago. MechWarrior Online. Was it him?
Yes.
Was it
No,
him?
it
Oh.
wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we were.
I haven't touched it.
And then we didn't touch it.
Yeah, but also, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. I agree with the fact that EA shutting down would cause some problems.
You know what would happen if EA shut down? All of their intellectual properties, Mirror's Edge, all that, would go up for sale. So another company could buy Mirror's Edge, the Mirror's Edge license, and make the game. Hopefully without weird DLC or anything like that.
Yeah. The only thing, I mean, I understand it would hit the economy pretty hard. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I don't know.
Think EA hires that many people to hit the economy that hard.
EA has a lot of people.
They do?
They, yeah,
well,
I mean, they,
relative.
Those,
I don't know about, like, in the grand scheme of all economics, but relative to other game companies, I know that they're pretty big.
I mean, the thing is, though, they hire people, they hire designers just to do, like, part of a level. Like, that's EA thing. They are just complete corporation, you know? They hire people with skills that they pay the minimal amount of money possible so they can, like, just, like, instead of paying one person a fairly good amount of money, they pay a lot of people a terrible amount of money. So,
I'd like to point out, I'm pretty sure RoboEvan doesn't know the spending policies of EA, so don't quote us on this.
I mean, also, Duke, when you put up this podcast, just put an asterisk next to it.
Asterisk? RoboEvan's wrong.
Yeah. So, that's it. I'm not gonna get into this. Yeah, on a completely different note, we haven't touched Mechan Warrior. That's it. Now, again, I've started ranting about Doctor Who. But I've had someone actually to rant to.
Shoot him down. Shoot him down.
I'd like to say, before we go on this road, I have, however, touched quite briefly War Z, so.
And it's a shitty ripoff of DayZ that's only third person.
I literally played, like, 30 seconds. Got killed by a zombie, and I was like, yeah, this is DayZ.
Where did you touch it?
And Duke, can you show us where on this hard drive did you touch War Z?
I touched it briefly on the hand. That's
it. You said
it.
Everything's gonna be alright?
I like where this is going.
No, I just touched it on the hand, and I was like, no thanks.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, I know, see, me and Mr. Sloppy Joe here have the exact, like, not the exact, we have the same principle and idea of Doctor Who. And while Zook was setting up the recorder tonight,
I was also eating, like, a lot.
He was eating. We ranted and rambled like a mad. Vaughn was ready to kill himself with all our timey-wimey, spacey-wacey talk.
I was drawing a picture.
Drawing a picture. Probably
God, draw more
himself.
Comics. Sorry. Anyways, keep going.
Well, we've
got video games that do nothing.
Yeah, they're designing a video game. Well, Vaughn made some weird little video game that, like, the character looked like he had a stroke.
It's an eraser.
It was awful.
It's Picasso-esque art. Very
it's an
Picasso.
Eraser.
It wasn't even an eraser. This was a person, and it
no.
was just a singular line
Alrighty,
that
RoboEvan.
He ran along.
He works
he did animate an eraser, though.
Several games, so. Long story short, did you want PBJ the game? Well, too bad, because we are or are not making it, whichever one you didn't want.
Yeah. They're making a game, something, I don't know. I'm involved with the plot, planning characters and stuff. I don't know. I am not even putting my hand near the coding side of it.
Now, that being said, I expect this to be released a couple months after PBJ Comics go out, so. That gives you an idea of our timeline here.
So, by the time,
Better get a Fallout shelter.
No, maybe it's a TARDIS.
Yeah,
what the hell is that?
Tardi,
shoot him down.
Tardis.
Yeah, the S in TARDIS stands for space, so it has to stay in there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
TARDISes.
Yeah. So it would be TARDISES, or would it be like apostrophe S, or like S apostrophe. Well, no, would it be possessive? Would it? So it would just be ES.
People,
welcome to the Grammar Cast.
Oh, you're such a grammar Dalek.
So, nice. Speaking of grammar Daleks and TARDISes, I'm trying to segue here.
I'm trying to unsegue.
I like segues. Speaking of segues.
Speaking of segues, some of them are on rails. Oh, look, this one just derailed. And,
some... Most Segways I know of have two wheels, and you have to keep moving on them. And if you stop, you'll fall over.
Okay, all right. So we rambled about Doctor Who, and I don't really know what else to say. This is what happens. We have a great idea. We turn on the mics, and then it just doesn't flow.
So no, what happens is you have a good idea.
By turning on the recorder.
No, what happens is you have a good idea. You're like, this is a good idea. This is a great thing to talk about. You finish talking about it, I'm like, all right, fine, I'll start recording. And then we're like, oh, wait, we already talked about it. Who wants to talk about the same thing three times? You know who does? Robo-Evan does. Talk about... Who's your favorite Doctor and why?
David Tennant. One, because he's a brilliant actor. He really is amazing. I loved his role as a Doctor. I loved the whole plot around. The thing is, though, no one really seemed to agree with me before. You know, or, like, people, I just kind of go, like, yeah, I mean, all right, whatever. And Sloppy Joe realizes that they basically changed Doctor Who entirely in one episode.
Exactly.
They went from David Tennant and all these plots and these recurring organizations and these people to, oh, you know what? Fuck you. Change the screwdriver.
We're never hiring those actors again. All those actors and actresses are just, nope, not involved.
Screw these people. Screw these organizations. Screw the TARDIS, we'll make a new one. Screw the screwdriver. The TARDIS will somehow make a new one. The new TARDIS will make a new screwdriver. And we'll get a new Doctor. Who will somehow not have to experience regeneration like he did previously. Which, honestly, didn't make a lot of sense. David Tennant, after he regenerated, had to stay in bed for like a week as the Earth was being invaded. Matt Smith was like, you know what, I'm cool. I just put on a bow tie.
He has the munchies or something.
Yeah. He's like, you know what, fish fingers and custard. Yeah, this is fine.
Everything tastes like shit except for fish fingers and custard.
And then you know,
he's like a pregnant woman.
I'll put on a bow tie and then go save the world.
Be fair, when David Tennant had to regenerate, by the way, if you don't like Doctor Who, you might as well, I mean, listen to previous.
Yeah.
On it.
Bye, Vaughn. But,
this is the anti-Vaughn conversation.
Yeah. David Tennant needed tea to, like, finish regenerating
Wasn't it? Like, the tea woke him up.
Yeah, he needed something.
Well,
and
he's British.
Yeah.
I remember exactly what happened.
That's what regenerates British people's teeth.
Out of curiosity, does he have bad teeth?
He does not have bad teeth.
He's an actor, so he has fake teeth.
So
That's probably true, actually.
He did have bad teeth?
At one point in his life, yes.
Okay. That's all I need.
Also, another thing, he's Scottish and puts on a British accent to play the Doctor.
And I was listening to another podcast, because I own podcasts, but I listen to many podcasts. Anyway, and they were saying that that when he first showed up at the very end of season... Oh, crap. What season was it? At the very end of season one?
Yeah.
He had a Scottish accent. And so everybody thought he was going to be, like, the Scottish Doctor.
Oh, see, that's weird, yeah.
He had a very Scottish accent at the very end of that. When he said, I forgot where he said they were going to go, but...
Oh, yeah. When he's still wearing Eccleston's clothes. Another fun fact, his real name is David John McDonald. He changed his name to Tennant, so to be more British.
And to be, like, the 10th Doctor?
Well, no, it was Tennant, like, because that's a very simple name. A lot of actors, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
long story short...
he was going to be the Doctor.
You have to legally change your name and your accent. You're like a spy being Doctor Who.
Being the entire entity of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, he changed his name before that, you know, because he was in Hamlet. Was that before or after?
I have no idea.
Sure that was before. He was in I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now. He was in an anti-smoking film. He played Jim.
Wow. I want to go rewatch that.
Look at his whole body of work now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole list here.
He performed nude live once.
He was on the Catherine Tate
Vaughn
show.
On it.
Yeah, Vaughn just disappeared.
What are you talking about?
But, I don't know. Another thing is, he's coming back. He's getting a show, isn't he? On BBC. I have no idea what it's called. It's about
David Tennant show.
I hope it's going to be him and, what's her name? I was just talking about earlier. Rose.
Yeah. No, it's completely unrelated to Doctor Who. It's just a spy. It's like a show about, like, espionage or something. He just plays the main character in it.
My hopes and dreams are all crushed.
He just plays the main character. It's not big deal.
Well, one thing is, it's not a big deal compared to him playing the Doctor.
You know.
Yeah, because the Doctor is, like...
You know, Doctor. The biggest thing in Britain.
In Britain, yeah.
How come...
Except for the Queen.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe better than the Queen.
God save the Queen, God save the Doctor. That's the next,
I can
that's
tell,
next line.
I can tell you how old David Tennant is. I can't tell you how old the Queen is.
He's really old. Is that an age?
Queen's probably like 90. David Tennant's 41.
He's like 900 years old or something.
He's actually a Time Lord.
That's true. So he's like 900. The Queen is older than the Doctor. Alright, can we get back onto Doctor Who and not about British culture? Thank you.
Fish and chips.
Segue time.
Speaking of fish, fish fingers and custard. So, basically...
Are actually really good. Alright, keep going.
I've had fish fingers and never custard.
I've never had custard either. Now, the thing is, I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did to Doctor Who, because from season 5 onwards,
I've enjoyed, like, 2 episodes.
The thing is, though, season 5, I enjoyed. Season 6, I enjoyed slightly less. Season 7, so far, we're at the intermission, basically, between the first season, like, the beginning of the season, then the Christmas special is going to come back.
Let's not be too descriptive, because the dude hates that, apparently. Because he hasn't watched it yet, because it's not on Netflix.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not being descriptive, I'm just saying what point in time we are at. So basically, we're at the point where we are waiting for the next episode of Doctor Who to come out at Christmas. And,
On another note, because I like to interrupt RoboWeven, the Statue of Liberty is the least effective weeping angel in the entire world.
Oh my god.
Correct.
That was so stupid. I was irritated. I was expecting to see some crazy, like... I was expecting to see her, like, moving around at some point, or at least being in more than one position.
Alright, let's see. My main way of getting energy from people is touching them and sending them to the past. So I'm just going to keep my one hand holding this book and this other hand holding this torch and never move them.
The thing is, another thing is, though, it seemed like a terrible plot to a Ghostbusters movie.
My girlfriend said that because she loves the Ghostbusters movies. She said that, like,
did she say it was, like, as good as Ghostbusters 3 or something like that, and you just cried?
she said that the Ghostbusters Statue of Liberty was scarier than the Liberty statue from it.
Yeah, didn't that actually happen in Ghostbusters? I feel like they probably just, like, took it and put, like, a Babby filter on it, make it less scary. I don't know. Thing is, though, I wish I could even... Basically, Duke made a reference. If you don't understand that reference, watch Doctor Who. You're probably listening to this in the future, so it's therefore the episode of Doctor Who is probably out by now. And, so what was the thing? But, basically, Doctor Who has progressively been getting worse. And a lot of people, including myself sometimes, until I sit down and think about it and not just shout angrily, blame Matt Smith for it. Matt Smith is a very good doctor. He's the most recent actor who plays a doctor. I really do enjoy him as an actor. You know, he's pretty good. But it's the writers. We need to focus on the writers, because it's not Matt Smith's fault. He's just playing the role of the doctor. And
I also don't like Amy and Rory. I'm glad they're
wrong.
Never liked a companion until after they've left. Like
I like Rose and I like Donna.
I see what you mean by that, Duke. Because, like, I really didn't like Rose until she was thrown, spoiler alert, into another dimension.
She was thrown, spoiler alert, into the grocery store. In case you didn't want to know where she was thrown, just think about that. But yeah, I just haven't liked... I don't know, I think it's just it takes a while for me to get used to them, and by the time I get used to them...
They're
which...
dead.
To be fair, at times, like, Rose has been, like, 3 seasons.
4, yes. Really?
Yeah.
Like, she was in there forever.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I didn't know the Doctor without Rose for so long, because I started watching from the 2005 episode. And so when Rose left, I was like, bitch, watching that episode.
I mean, she didn't really left. She didn't really leave. She was just,
well,
you know, sucked into a dimension. Rift.
Yeah, against her will, left the show. And
also, I mean, honestly, can we disagree that Cybermen are bigger dicks than the Daleks?
I'm gonna disagree.
I don't like Cybermen. Daleks are pretty dicky.
I want to be a Cyberman. So can I just disagree? I want to be a fucking robot.
Duke, you will be upgraded. Upgrade is compulsory.
Yeah, I want to be a freaking robot, I want to, like, kill things.
I also don't like how they change the Cybermen from saying upgradation is compulsory to saying assimilate. They're not the Borg. Fucking leave it at upgrading. You know?
Yeah.
You don't need to change it. It was fine the way it was. Don't, God.
I don't like the idea of them running around yelling delete, because I don't like the idea of the Cybermen all yelling the same thing, because theoretically they're a hive mind. So they all already know they're yelling it.
But they're letting other people know.
I know, but you don't want to let them know that. You want to let them know that, you know, upgrading is, you know, necessary. Or whatever they want to do. I'm not that picky. But when, like... our mission prerogative is to delete the Doctor. And then just silent and robots and running around shooting lasers.
I mean, the thing is, though, do you hear how much noise they make when they walk? They might as well have a war cry.
True.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy stuff. But you remember the war between the Daleks and the Cybermen?
Yes.
The battle
yes.
of Canary
exterminate,
War.
Delete, exterminate, delete, exterminate.
The battle of Canary
the
War.
The Cybermen are superior in one aspect.
Oh god, that was the best shit-talking moment.
Yes, I remember watching that and pausing it on Netflix, going up to Steam and quoting that to Duke in Steam chat.
I laughed so hard I cried.
The thing is though, now I'm actually thinking about it. The only thing that I liked about the newest season of Doctor Who was the first episode. I think, you know, Sloppy Joe agrees, is the Asylum of the Daleks. And
yes.
The reason that makes it such a great episode is because and there's one point where there's a bunch, basically, in Asylum of the Daleks, there's all, like, the rejected and, you know, non-working Daleks are sent to a planet. And there's one Dalek when they're in, like, a room, basically. And there's all, like, these, like, broken, not-working Daleks. And they all start to turn on. And one literally just starts turning in circles. And he's, like, the retarded Dalek just going, just spinning in a circle. And I was watching with my cousin, so I had to point it out. We sat there laughing through the entire commercial break, just rewinding it, watching a Dalek spin around yelling eggs.
I'm pretty sure after I saw that episode, I think I just yelled eggs at anyone I knew who watched Doctor Who. Just because... At some point, I was like, eggs? What do they want with eggs? And then it started to make sense what he wanted with those eggs.
He wanted to exterminate.
Yes.
And, yes. God, also, that was a pretty good episode. I did enjoy the plot to the episode. I liked the twist at the end. That was a true Doctor Who episode. And, it was ruined. Everything else. Honestly, I mean, I was thinking...
I really liked Oswin.
Elaborate.
Her humor...
So souffle girl.
The way
she scared has a name.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't remember her name. See, I remember her name.
It makes sense. I thing is, though, I haven't rewatched that, and I'm not really good remembering things first time around.
Yeah, I watched it twice or three times.
Yeah. I've been wanting to rewatch the latest episode. Spoiler alert, it's actually a fairly big one. When Amy and Rory die, because...
They don't die.
The thing
but
is, though,
it's timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
No. Duke, they're dead.
Well, yeah, they died,
they're
but
gone.
They didn't
they're...
die
no,
because
no.
of the thing that happened.
No.
They died of old age before
yes.
their time.
They
yeah.
died, but they didn't die because
also,
of anything that happened in the episode.
The thing is, though, I checked Twitter, and people were freaking out about this. And I'm like, it didn't really hit me that hard. Of course it
All
hit
of
me,
the
like...
Tumblr, dude, people were, like, crying. There was there were people posting on videos on Tumblr that were just, like, them crying. They've watched it, like, three times, and they're saying, this is the third time I watched it, and I'm still crying. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
That's because Tumblr's filled with babies!
The thing is, though, Twitter was exploding about how people were just so shocked about this. And of course I was shocked, I didn't expect that to happen, but I wasn't, like, sad about it.
Everybody was saying they were going to leave.
I mean, the thing is, though, that's what they were selling the season. They were selling it was, you know, throughout the entire commercial break, it was saying, farewell to the Ponds! With the crazy British man. Narrator.
Spoil the biggest surprise this season.
But the thing is, though, I expected a farewell. You know, Martha left without dying, Donna left without kind of dying.
Didn't Donna... I think Donna got, like, her own show or something.
No.
Donna or Martha. I forget one of them.
No, it was... Jack got his own show, of course. And I don't think any of them got... Any of the other ones got their own show.
No. There's a one where it's with the white lady who was at one point prime minister.
I know what you're talking about.
She got her own show, long story short. That's the only talking point.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'll look up the show. It's not that interesting.
It's
a bad show. It's just not...
You know what the worst part is? Right. Is that person says her name every time she walks into a room.
Martha Jones.
Martha Jones, yeah.
Is that it? Is she the one that said all the time?
No, Martha Jones.
I know, that's why she was my favorite.
No, Martha Jones is the Doctor's second companion in the newest relaunch. David Tennant.
I don't remember her name, but it's great, because like you said, she has her ID on her adults, and she says her name whenever she walks into a room.
Like, Harris something.
She like turns around and reintroduces herself to everyone.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, I can't remember her name. Oh, no, she dies, doesn't she? I don't know. Yeah, she does. In the last episode of season 4. Yeah, she gets killed by the Daleks when they invade.
Oh, bummer.
I'm such a nerd. I don't realize how much a nerd I am. And I know all of this shit. Just offhand.
It's fine. We'll eventually get to a Half-Life episode, and I'll just tell you everyone about everything.
God, Duke, you don't understand. I know so much about Doctor Who. Honestly, the thing is...
I know everything about absolute bullshit. Like, it's pretty...
Did you know that Eli Vance is the only character in the Half-Life series to admit that he also knows the existence of the G-Man?
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't know that either.
And then he died. Spoiler alert. Episode 2. He's dead. They killed the black guy.
No, I haven't played episode 2 yet. Thanks.
Robe Weapon. Yeah, he killed the black guy. Oh. He dies.
But also, I mean, honestly, there you go. I know some people who say they watch Doctor Who, and then I have to explain to them what the Weeping Angels are. Like, they're like, Doctor Who. And then they're like, what are the Weeping Angels? I'm like, you're a dick. Then they're like, I love Doctor
Who. Get out of my face.
And honestly, we need to have a Whovian test, where you can go to, your locust...
I'm sure they have this.
Like, you can go to your local Doctor Who embassy... And you can take a citizenship test where you have to identify a few aliens, some very common, like a Cyberman, a Dalek.
Savine, that's a good one. That's an older one, a throwback.
Yeah, and then something obscure like the Savine or like the Centaurians. Not too obscure that I wouldn't even know. But, you know, something, a Savine, exactly. And then maybe, you know, say the Doctor's alias is blank. John Smith, John Appleseed, or... Scott Freeman, I don't know, you know, and then have the actual answer. The TARDIS stands for Time and Relative Dimensions in
Space.
In space, or TARDIS stands for turd and relative dicks in Spain.
Yep, that one. That's my favorite one. I'm going to use that acronym now online.
It's actually TARDS misspelled.
Yes. I don't know. I mean...
Now, with that being said, I think Whovian was an expression that was made up by someone who didn't actually watch Doctor Who.
And now it's been turned into a Twitter hashtag.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, I feel like the people who made Doctor Who were like, alright, we need a name for our fans, and we can't just call them fans because that's too normal. God. I don't like naming myself after the things I like. I am a fan of Doctor Who.
I
was very hardcore fan of Doctor Who, and now I'm just a normal fan of Doctor
I'm
Who.
Still a hardcore fan of Doctor Who. I just have to make sure that I don't represent myself with the newest 3 seasons. two seasons.
I'm not a Whovian, because that's a gibberish name. Use real words. Duke of New York.
I'm a fan of Doctor Who, just from season one to season four.
Yeah.
Another thing is, I have a poster behind me right now that just has a bunch of facts about Doctor Who.
Read them.
You know, read...
That's depressing. Okay, let's do this. Do this.
All right, do you want me to read all of them? I feel like I've done this before. I'm going to move my mic so
but,
it sounds
but
awful.
Do it in, like, Jeopardy, kind of.
Ask us questions. Yeah, ask us questions. We'll figure.
Let's say what is
the thing is though. They're not really like things. They're just kind of statements, really. About
Doctor Who's a black guy.
The thing is though, they're statements, but they contain facts about Doctor Who. Like
rephrase them in a question.
Yeah.
All right.
Nailed it.
I know it's gonna be hard for you, Robweven, to think about this, but
no, I mean,
take the fact,
like,
turn it into a question.
Like, some of them are, like, genuinely, like... Alright, this one's pretty easy. Within the first blank hours of a generation, a time where it can reform new limbs.
12.
That's not a question.
Incorrect.
Damn it!
You were close, though. No, it's not.
And then I'm gonna go 24.
Nope.
We have to answer it in a question, right?
Oh, it's blank hours. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say... Then I'm going to be very upset if Time Lords use Earth time.
No, 15 hours. You were so close, Duke.
What is 15 All right. hours?
At least they're not using Earth. I'm very happy.
Thank you, Vaughn, for actually doing it in Jeopardy terms.
What is Jeopardy terms?
Okay. Oh, God. This must sound awful because I keep moving my mic. Let's see. Daleks are made to blank.
What is accommodate. Love?
What is exfoliate?
Yeah, close.
What is sexual companion?
Yes. Yes! Oh, God, yes.
What is loneliness?
Yes, I would. That's my final answer.
True or false, sometimes a fob wash isn't just a fob wash.
Wait, that was right? Sweet.
True.
Okay.
What is true?
I mean, a lot of them are just statements, like, when all else
what
fails,
is love? Maybe
use your, like, you know, when all else fails, use your sonic screwdriver. You know,
it doesn't
paper,
work on wood, though.
It's a great, or deadbolts. Psychic paper is an excellent way to get in anywhere. You know, when faced with a Savine, vinegar is handy. All of them are just statements, like,
bow-chicka-bow-bow.
My favorite is, being immortal can give you a big head.
Is that just a Matt Smith reference? Is that just because Matt Smith has a large head?
No, it's because Jack is the face of Bo.
God.
And he's immortal. And he turns into a giant rubber head.
Which is... They never explain that. That's what upsets me.
No, yes they do.
I want them to explain it, but they just don't.
Wait, they don't explain how...
Why he's a big head.
Okay.
Robweven, I get the fact he's Captain Jack Harkness. I don't get the fact why his head consumes a huge jar.
Okay, you wanna know why? Because he's immortal, but basically his body just doesn't know how to handle it. He's human, yet he's immortal.
Now, so, that being said, he's lived thousands of years, and that hasn't been a problem yet.
Hasn't.
I don't know, Duke. I don't know.
Also, exactly.
Duke, the thing is, though, he is a time... Oh, also, you know, reference to Jack Harkness and Captain Jack Harkness, and in the recent... one of the recent episodes, and... Basically, Riversong is trying to buy a vortex manipulator, and when they bring it out, they say, fresh off the hand of a very handsome time agent, handsome Captain Jack, he's a time agent, you see?
Okay.
Assuming that they cut off his arm or something.
And then, you know, the guy walks out and he says, it's fresh off the hand, which is a joke, because basically he brought out the entire hand. But, yeah, either they killed Captain Jack, and, you know, now he is the face of Bo. That could explain why his face, but maybe his head was cut off. That legitimately could be the thing. His head was cut off.
What's all that wiry stuff behind his head?
Those are probably... I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe just appendages that tried to grow out.
See, that's just weird. That's not human, though, right?
I mean, well, he's immortal. He's technically not human anymore.
And then why did his head get so big? Was it thrown into space and just expanded for 3 years or something?
Duke, it's... Why can the Doctor only regenerate 13 times? Why is Gallifrey Why is Gallifrey sky red?
Okay. This is my thing. This is what I've read about the whole Doctor only regenerating 13 times. At one point, the Doctor says, oh, we only used to be able to regenerate. In the time of the Time Lords, we only used to be able to regenerate 13 times. And so, that's all he said, though. He didn't say that now he can regenerate more.
But
so
also,
maybe that was, like, a limit that they had, you know, like a law, you know?
But I don't think that, only because, one, they restarted in the earlier Doctor Who's, they restarted his regeneration cycle. Like, I don't know how they managed it, but they restarted it.
I don't think they did. I'll have to look it up.
I mean, that's what I heard, and that only makes logical sense so that, you know, they could continue on. Because we're at the 11th Doctor. If they don't restart it, we're going to hit the 13th Doctor.
12th. Yeah.
And there's going to be no more. Well, Matt Smith is the 11th. We're on the 11th.
Oh, wait. No, we are on the 11th. I'm stupid.
Yeah. And,
continue with facts.
Yeah. And basically, we're going to hit the 13th, and we're going to have no more Doctor Who. And that's not something that they want. So they're going to restart it.
That's not something I want, damn it.
Yeah. And,
I want it to have a beginning, a middle, and end, and I want Doctor on Captain Jack Harkness action, and I want it now.
I seen David Tennant kissing Captain Jack Harkness. It was amazing.
That's not what I want.
But,
Good Lord. I guess I walked into the wrong chat room.
You walked into the right chat room. This is the PBJ cast.
So, what was I talking about previous?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You guys are talking about weird pairings.
I was talking about something, and I actually had a good point.
Weird fantasies. That's what it was.
It was something about
weird sci-fi homosexual fantasies.
No, it was something about.
I want Commander Shepard, Doctor Who, Captain Jack Harkness, Gordon Freeman.
Also, Duke, before I have a freaking epilepsy attack, it's not Doctor Who, it's the Doctor. Jesus Christ.
Wait, who?
Oh.
God.
All right,
I don't know.
I was talking about him regenerating and regenerations. Oh, yeah. Also, another thing is, he has to have a certain limit of regenerations because, Duke, have you seen the newest episode of Doctor? Well, then you're going to want to take off your headphones.
All right.
Got it.
So, basically, in the newest episode of Doctor Who, Daleks, not Daleks in Manhattan, Angels Take Manhattan.
I was like, whoa, that was an old one.
Yeah, friggin' Manhattan is just a terrible place. No one should live there. You got these Tower Kings and the Daleks
and
the Weeping Angels. It's awful.
Oh my.
But basically, the Doctor uses, basically, River breaks her wrist in some context. I'm not going to try and spoil the entire thing. And the Doctor heals
You could have just said even big. You could have just said River harmed herself.
River broke her wrist, and basically, the Doctor healed her.
She got shot in the wrist. Okay, fine. I'm just going to say it so everyone knows.
That's not
what
happened.
That is not.
Wait.
Wow.
It's fine. I'm giving away fake spoilers to throw people off.
But the thing is, and then the Doctor used one of his regeneration cycles to heal her, and she got pissed. So obviously, he still has a limited amount of regeneration cycles.
Yeah, and then her, despite being a Time Lord, she used all of her regeneration cycles to heal him in the beginning. Or when. Let's Kill Hitler or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn my spoilers.
Also, I mean, that's been out for a while, you know, it's been out for a year and a half.
Could we just start a Doctor Who podcast, like, so
we totally should!
Bro, Levin, calm down. Put the sonic screwdriver down.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Don't tell me what to do!
Oh, God, no, he's breaking everything! My ears.
I lost my David Tennant screwdriver. I only have Matt Smith's now.
Is that because you just ran around outside with it?
What the hell?
You were just like going up to homeless people and using that on them, like, haha.
Correction, I found it.
All right.
You're gonna give somebody a seizure.
That's kind of piercing.
Ear Caesar.
Hail Caesar.
Always true to Caesar.
Yeah, that. God, yeah. So I mean, that's my life is consumed by Doctor Who.
My life is consumed by Half-Life.
Sherlock's
speaking
good.
Of
anyone been watching Sherlock?
Oh, is Vaughn going to say something for once? Let's see if Vaughn has anything to say. Vaughn, this better be good, I swear to God.
I was going to make a segue. Oh, I can speak? All right. Trains versus Zombies 2, you guys.
Already not play interested.
All right, you can stop. All right, that was your one shot. You can go back to what we're doing now.
I'm pretty sure everyone on the podcast is just going to ask about that.
Everyone on the podcast. We are all three people on the podcast right now, and none of us are asking about it.
You know what? Exactly. Please, tell me about Trains vs. Zombies, Von Vitzenheimer.
No.
Alright,
fine.
So, anyone here watch Sherlock?
Yep.
Nope.
Alright. Joe? Sloppy Joe?
No.
Alright, you haven't? Basically, no. It's written by
Sherlock
Steve
dies.
Is that real?
Yep.
I'm not gonna believe you.
Alright. Just letting you know.
In the Wikipedia.
But the thing is, oh god, so basically, it's written
River
by
Song Stephen, stuck in a library.
It's written by Stephen Moffat, and, and, basically, you can tell that Sherlock Holmes in the modern adaptation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's, you know, thing, written by Stephen Moffat, basically, he acts so much like the Doctor. Because
he's gonna be the next Doctor.
The thing is, though, I would love that to happen.
A lot of people are hoping that that Rupert Grint is the next Doctor.
I don't know who that is, but whoever
plays...
I want Sean Connery to be the next Doctor.
That would be a terrible thing.
He plays as Ron Weasley. He played as Ron Weasley.
I mean, the thing is, though, that very well could be, considering Mr. Finch and Ron Weasley's father were in one episode of Doctor Who all at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly. And then...
God. You know, better answer that phone. At least it's not...
Does this mean
you this time, Robin?
Stop the PBJ cast.
Do we have to start over?
God, no, we don't.
Yeah, we're starting over. I'm the Duke of New York.
God, I'm gonna continue on my.
I'm Vaughn. Anyway, I'm higher up now.
But the thing is, though, with Sherlock in this new freaking Sherlock acts just like the Doctor. It is not even funny. You can tell that when writing it, he's still thinking of the Doctor. That's just the only thing he knows how to make the main. A protagonist act like.
That's crazy.
That seems a little creepy.
Leonard Nimoy, next Doctor. What do you think?
Why does that name sound familiar?
Leonard Nimoy.
He is Spock.
He is the guy that does SpongeBob's voice.
Isn't he dead?
God, I don't keep track of these things.
I'm
time traveling.
Sure
I think
difficult.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Pretty sure he's not dead. Unless he died recently.
He was in an episode of Futurama in, like, let's say 2008. So he was definitely alive in the year 2008.
He was in the, he's not dead. He was also in the most recent Star Trek movie as
was
Spock.
He? Oh, was he?
Old Spock,
yeah.
Alternate M Spock, because there's two Spocks. Because now I'm going to give away
according to his Wikipedia.
But, oh yeah.
Of course, Wikipedia, hold on, I'm still editing it. He has a huge penis.
Wait, I'm doing that too.
Alright.
I am young. He's 18.
He's 2 years old.
Aw.
Alright, but yeah, he should be the next Doctor. I've already declared it.
I would definitely agree with the person who plays, Sherlock Holmes and the newest Sherlock. I don't know. I'm gonna look him up right now.
No, but, I don't feel like you understand. Leonard Nimoy just looks smart. I like to hear him talk. Like, he's great.
Thing is, though,
he narrates Sid Meier's Civilization 4. P.S. Sid Meier's Civilization 4 is my favorite Sid Meier's because of this reason.
Okay.
Wait, why again?
This is the most British man ever. He sounds like Severus Snape. And looks like the protagonist from Fable. Like, he just looks like the most British man ever. His name is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh my god.
Benedict Cumberbatch. He is the most British man I've ever seen. He would be the man to play the Doctor. He sounds like Severus Snape. It is ridiculous how much he sounds like Snape.
I think that down the line somewhere, Rupert Grint should be the Doctor, just because the Doctor keeps saying he wants to be a ginger.
That's true.
He's been saying that, and... The guy who plays Ron Weasley is actually pretty funny. And so, I don't know.
I should be the Doctor.
I think Hermione Granger should be the Doctor. Because I do not know nor care about her actress.
Yeah.
Is she in the Lindsay Lohan phase of her life yet?
Not yet.
First of all, is that the name of a phase now? Second of all, who's this Lindsay Lohan character?
It's fine.
Duke, not knowing anything about modern events. The thing is, though, the thing I've
realized...
Stick to
BBC, gents. Stick to BBC.
The thing I've realized about Sherlock, is that they do it in a... They made it in a real hipster way. Like, there's lots of, like, weird, like, shots of, like, just, like, sped-up shots of, like, streets... You know, it's just weird. It's not very, it doesn't seem like Stephen Moffat, but maybe because doesn't, maybe Doctor Who is just different. You know, there's lots of, like, sped up shots of streets, and there's, like, the thing is, though, there's text that pops up on the screen and, like, fades in and out. And that's only so you can see Sherlock's inner thoughts, because, you know, there's so much happening.
Well, would you rather have him, like, have a monologue?
Narrated
yes, on life.
Yes.
I want him to break the fourth wall and stare at the screen. And talk
thing
to
is,
us
though,
about what's happening.
At first it was weird, and then I got used to it, you know? So I don't know.
It's a style.
Good. It's a style.
Much like our artist's art. It's a style. It's not terrible drawings. What are you talking about?
It's just, he's like
he's
Picasso.
Being an artist.
He's just like
being
Picasso.
An artist like Lady Gaga.
He's art, Lady Gaga.
Art.
He is also
a dolphin.
Yeah. Also a dolphin.
Oh my god, I just read this, that season 3 of Sherlock Holmes is going to come out in 2013. That is quite soon.
Oh, the only person that cares about that is you.
I
like Sherlock Holmes.
Also,
Sherlock Homie, what I call him.
Also, in December, Doctor Who is coming out. It's going to be shit. It's going to be shit.
Doctor Who's going to come out, and he's going to talk to the Daleks, and they're going to be like, we're sorry, and then they're going to be best friends,
but
and the new companion is going to be a Dalek.
But
dang
yeah, the Daleks don't know him. The Daleks don't know him anymore.
Spoilers.
It's fine, you're acting like they even pay attention to the plot.
Yeah, that's true. But
that's a really good point.
But this tells you how much they care about the plot. Apparently the chick who played Oswin, the souffle girl, is coming back this December.
Also, fun fact.
To be a companion, but she apparently is,
Hey, before you say anything, I want to go back and say something, which I think would be really cool if they do with Doctor Who. And from what I can tell, they might be doing, where, you know, River, the first episode you ever see River in, she quote-unquote dies.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool to have all of the episodes with new characters, where the first episode's like, hey, who's this random stranger? Oh, shit, they're dead. Turns out they're a recurring character. And now Doctor has to live with the fact that he knows when this person is going to die.
And it's already happened once, and that seems too shitty to happen multiple times.
Hold
now...
the phone. I might have seen that one.
No, you didn't. You're probably just watching a documentary on, like, goldfish or something.
No, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
I think it was actually a commercial for goldfish.
Okay, close enough. They're the same.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. You're probably going to say that's a bad idea, Duke. Slap me all night.
Oh, no, I was going to say something about the plot, and now I forget.
It shouldn't double back. They shouldn't do the same thing twice. They should do the same thing 3 times.
No,
okay. I think Stephen Moffat did a very good job when he was writing sporadically
throughout
the first couple seasons, and then when they were like, hey, you wrote these really good episodes and made all these cool monsters, write the whole frickin' show, and then now he's out of ideas, or he's just went crazy.
Actually, A Town Called Mercy was a good episode. I stick behind Asylum of the Daleks and A Town Called Mercy.
I like the cubes. I think the cubes is the everything Doctor Who can ever hope to be or become in one episode.
Oh, God.
The thing is, though, the thing about... I understand. It was a shitty episode, but I understand why. They really just wanted you to meet these characters. I think, honestly...
It was a character-building episode. A boring one.
Exactly. Only because that was the episode. Wasn't that right before Amy and Rory, spoiler alert, die?
They don't die. Stop saying that.
They really want you.
They farewell.
They really want you to be invested in these characters. Like, they really want you to get to know the Doctor again. They really want you to meet Rory's, dad and,
Rory doesn't have a dad. Okay. Don't lie to yourself.
Okay. It was it was a character building episode and it was pretty shit. They brought back UNIT, and they did nothing but just make me angry at the fact that David Tennant's not there, and the rest of the frickin' show. The thing is, though, with some things, like, you can get angry, but you can do things about it. Doctor Who is one of those things that I know I will never be able to change, so I just have to sit I just have to sit from afar.
Robloven, you can write fan fiction.
What I love about Doctor Who, and what my girlfriend said she loves about Doctor Who, is if she doesn't like a character, that... Even if it's a doctor himself, after a while, they're gonna have new actors. They're gonna have new stuff and just revitalize the show entirely.
But the thing is, though, I like the Doctor. I don't like the writers.
So hard.
All right, stop telling us what you're doing right now, Vaughn. That's not all right.
Oh, sorry, I forgot I have my mic on.
Okay, all right.
But
Vaughn also aspires to be a professional stripper. Fun fact.
It's not just an aspiration.
It's a dream. It's coming true. I don't know. It's coming true. Oh God, you should use that line. Anyways, let's go.
But the thing is about Doctor Who is that I like Matt Smith. He's a pretty good doctor, honestly. Yeah. And the thing is though, I don't like the writer. I do not like Stephen Moffat. Whatever his name is, something Whitehouse.
Black man.
He did something. He made I believe it was the what do you call that one? I'm trying to think of the name of it. The
Scoobs episode.
No, the one where they're underground in New York.
17, I think.
I have no idea, dude. No.
Tell us more. I think I know what you're talking about.
The one where they're in the tunnel with all the exhaust in the face of Bo dies in that episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about now. Yeah, the one with, like, all the futuristic cars and takes them forever to get anywhere.
Yeah, well, forever to get anywhere because the tunnels are literally closed and they're just going around in circles. But, I mean, I think
Wait.
I think we should wait.
I think we should,
too. Wait. Are you sure that takes New York?
Yes. Well, it's on New York, but the Doctor says it has been redone 15 times before, so it's New York.
Yeah.
He actually counted that on his fingers.
All right, because the thing is, I think you're talking about the episode where everyone's underground, and the episode where the face of Bo dies are two separate episodes.
No, they're not. Dude, I say everyone underground. I mean, they're all in the tunnel. They're in the tunnel system in the cars.
Yes.
That's the episode with the cars? Is that the episode with the face of Bo dies?
Because the face of Bo is the one that he's trying to, like, keep everybody alive.
Yeah, he uses the reason that he uses the last of his energy to open up the roofs of the tunnels so that everyone can leave the tunnel.
Yeah, Harkness sacrifices and stuff.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I need to rewatch that episode. I'm sorry, I was thinking about the other episode. Where it was the cat
people?
Yeah. Because that also is the face of Bo, where he almost dies in that one.
Wait, which one? Yes. Which one? I'm
sorry. The cat people.
Nuns. Yeah.
Yeah, literally, all you need to know is cat people, and like, oh, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Nuns.
That was a good episode, too.
Let's sound like complete gibberish. If somebody watches this and they don't watch Doctor Who...
Hey. Hey. If they listen to this...
I still have no clue.
You guys literally have tens of people that listen to this. And
yes, tens of people.
And, you know, there has to be, like, a few people out there that don't watch Doctor Who. One out of four don't watch Doctor Who, so...
Does that include them?
We're alienating a very large portion of our audience, then.
I mean...
80%, some might say, because that's about... One out of four people...
No.
Works about that way.
God, do you think the new episodes of Doctor Who is going to be any good?
I hope.
I hold out hope just because of the...
Doctor Who has taught me to hope.
The thing is, though...
Normally a companion can change the Doctor, and that's what we've seen.
And the thing is...
Martha and Donna and all that.
I cross the Doctor to the end. You know, I love it. I hold out such hope for the Doctor. But the way things have been going lately... Everything, all the new biggest things that are coming out. Honestly, Doctor Who turned into one of those shows where it's all just about the flashy things. You know, they needed a new cool looking TARDIS. They needed a new cool looking screwdriver. They needed a Doctor who wears a bow tie. You know.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I don't like how emotional that. Okay, because I've watched all the old ones and stuff, a lot of like the ones from 2005, and I know that. Like, I've noticed that the companions change the Doctor very much. And these companions have been with the Doctor way too long. They're not strong enough characters. And they break down when there's trouble. They literally, like, they fall apart most of the time. when there's like when shit's really hitting the fan.
I don't know.
So this doctor's become extremely emotional. Like when they left, he was like crying. You know,
but,
like sobbing.
But he also cried. David Tennant also cried when Rose left.
Yeah,
Rose was one
kick-ass motherfucker.
It was a stoic, manly cry though. You know what I mean? Like it was like he was all quiet.
He's like, I'm the doctor. I have feelings too, you know.
Yeah, he's like, testosterone, I say.
He was on the beach as the hologram.
Yeah.
When he was on the beach as a hologram, him and Rose were seeing each other for the last time. He cried like a baby.
No, he did not cry nearly as much as he cried when Rory and Amy left. When Rory and Amy left, he was like a child that has like snot flying out of his
face. The thing is, though, isn't that
like,
better?
That's how bad he was.
We're playing. Seeing the doctor become a human. We're not. I mean, you know, not.
All right.
Point out.
I want to say something. I want to say something. Something.
What was it? Something.
No. I just wanted to say something.
Okay.
I said it. You just said something.
But
yeah.
Though,
now that being said, next slide. The reason Amy and Rory aren't around anymore. Oh, by the way, you know, I'm gonna stop saying spoiler alert because we've done that like 8 times, and I'm spoiling the same thing,
right,
yeah.
So
if,
it's already been spoiled.
Basically, if you haven't watched until the latest episode, we're gonna spoil everything.
Yeah.
So.
Spoiler alert.
Name of the episode.
Angels in
Manhattan.
Which, because it's you know the index, it's supposed to be spoiler free, which it isn't, because it's the plot.
Yeah.
Anyways, that the doctor lost Rose, but it was something she chose to do, from what I recall. She was like, no, this is better for everyone involved.
She was like a little bitch.
I forget. I don't remember. That's older stuff, so I'm trying to remember.
The way it happened was they were trying to shut down. Basically,
yeah,
all
there was a
ghosts,
lever involved, that's what
yeah,
I remember.
All these ghosts were coming through, and the ghosts basically started to reform as Cybermen coming
whole,
in from another dimension. I know, and then basically...
fell into a ripping hole in space and time, fabric, void, stuff, timey-wimey.
They were trying to shut down the rift, and the doctor was basically pushing a lever, and Rose was just trying to hang on, and then let go, and right when she let go, she fell in, and then...
Stupid.
And then the doctor happened to, you know, and then it shut at that moment because it's
yeah,
a TV show and that's how things work.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
all
so,
right. Now I'm
going to
change my, because I forgot how that stuff worked, but basically.
No, actually, wait a minute. She got saved by somebody. Somebody had came back, I think it was her dad, came back with using the thing where they can jump between dimensions.
Yeah.
And then it grabbed her before she was able to fall through the hole, which that was just perfect timing.
That's right. That's exactly what happened.
And,
she didn't get
yeah,
thrown.
If she would have fell into the void, she just would have been floating around.
Exactly, yeah.
With a bunch of Cybermen, so that would have been lame.
Cybermen.
Yeah.
So
it would have been awful.
Yeah.
It would have been a horrible end for...
But the way he lost Rose, I feel like is significantly different from the way he lost Amy and Rory.
That's very true.
Because,
at no time did he sob like a little girl like this last moment.
Now that being said, it's also a different doctor, so his personality changes. So
that's
not...
true. And,
I just
and
don't
also,
like it. I don't like his personality.
He spent more time with Amy and Rory. And the thing is, though.
No, he did it. He definitely spent more time with Rose.
No,
you guys.
He spent more time with Amy and Rory. He
more
spent,
consecutive
like...
time. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
You
yeah,
guys.
Like...
What's wrong what? With being sensitive?
Yeah,
exactly.
Guys, what's
See,
wrong?
The
doctor has feelings and genitalia too, allegedly.
I don't completely agree with the fact that he's getting more, you know, sobby and emotional. I enjoy that because I don't want Doctor Who just to be, let's go save a planet, let's go save another planet. Oh, that planet saved, yay!
Okay,
I want it to
point,
be a very
okay.
dramatic, you know, cool... I still want it to stay, you know...
It's dramatic.
Soap opera.
I don't want it to be soap opera. I want it to stay Doctor Who, but I also don't want it to
people
just...
die, guys.
I don't want it to just be let's go save a planet. Let's go another. Let's
yeah,
go save
I know,
another planet. I want
like
the companion Doctor relationship interest.
He's crying
well,
to make
thing,
it.
I have a
go.
Thing against people that cry ugly. If you are an ugly crier, then I will not feel bad for you. That's just the way it is.
Okay. Well, I mean, people shouldn't look good while crying.
Well, no, like, but there are people that cry, and they...
I think I look really hot when I cry. Like, I go to strip clubs, I start crying, and all the ladies are like, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, like, Like, when somebody cries and their face just stays the same, they kind of just have a tear going on. You know? Then it's like, okay, well, you're not a bad crier. I really
that,
feel
that's
bad
not
for you.
Crying, though. That's that just, crying. That's sobbing.
That's acting.
You know, the thing, no, there's crying, and then there's, you know, being sad and a tear, you know?
Well, because, okay, but, like, if somebody's, like, crying and they have, like, snot flying out of their nose and, like, there's slobber everywhere and it's just a damn mess, I don't really feel bad for them.
So, what do you
want? I don't care. I just killed your family because you cry terribly. All right.
You cry
but also, you have...
And therefore, you're not deserving of my sympathy.
You have to remember the context of which this happened. The doctor, when David Tennant lost Rose, he knew that she was going to live out the rest of her life there, fine and happy. You know, well, not maybe not happy. All right, what happened to Amy and Rory was they saved the day, everything was fine, and a weeping angel comes out on bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah, I love that. Sup, guys? What are you doing?
Teleports them to a hotel room where they have to sit there and die.
No, because they destroyed the hotel room.
Yeah, they got rid of the hotel room, so they just got teleported back in time.
Yeah, that was just a rogue angel.
But also, still,
fucking crazy angel.
But still, I mean,
fuck this shit. I want to go send this guy back in time.
But it's the satisfaction. No, it's satisfaction of knowing that everyone got out alive. You realize that on the episode,
everybody got out alive in that episode.
Not,
yeah,
they got
I'm trying.
Together and have
but it's but the syntax lost. Is definitely different. Where he lost someone in the first one, he lost Rose, but he was able to literally save so many people. Well, Amy and Rory were lost because, you know, one of his greatest enemies, well, recent enemies, I suppose.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they're great. I'm just assuming every enemy of the Doctor is, like, greatest enemy. Because he time travels and he probably just hates them.
Greatest enemy.
Yeah, basically.
That weird spider thing when he first meets Donna, greatest enemy.
Yeah, that's
no,
just
I'm
how I feel
sure,
about the Doctor.
I'm pretty sure she's pretty pissed, though. I mean, he did drown her babies and then burn them.
Yeah. Greatest enemy. But yeah, that's how I feel about the Doctor. Just take any enemy and be like, greatest enemy. Weird kid with gas mask. Greatest
now,
enemy.
No, because speaking of that real quick, that episode...
I love that episode.
Do you realize how happy Christopher Eccleston was when he
that's
shouted...
That's why I liked him.
The thing is, though, when he shouted, nobody died. For once,
yes.
Nobody died. And that's
yeah,
how
should...
the Doctor must have felt on that when he finally stopped the angels. He knew that nobody was going to die anymore, and everything had turned out fine.
Except for
and
the
then,
people that did die.
And then
well,
he's hopelessly crushed.
But the thing is, though, it's like, it's basically like, I don't know, I mean, the only thing I'm trying to think is, like, if you fought, like a big, fight like a boss or something, you know, like, in, like, real, I don't know. I mean,
video game.
You fought the fetus monster in Half-Life.
No, but basically, it's almost like...
Yeah, not even that far.
It's winning. It's doing something so amazing. And coming out with your friends on top, knowing or believing that you were going to die.
And then both your friends die.
And then just having your hopes and dreams and happiness crushed in a matter of seconds. And not and knowing that you couldn't do anything about it.
And
just,
when he tried to be like, Amy, walk away. And she was like, no, I love Rory so much. Oh my god. And there's
yeah.
more room on the tombstone because they are both dead.
And then, and then knowing that, you know, you could have done something, but you couldn't have at the same time. It was just this horrible feeling of, we won,
but we lost. I don't know. And then I never liked Rory and Amy. I've never liked them as characters. And so then, even that, I was like, why is he crying over this? So I'm just very cynical about this.
I think Rory and Amy were a vehicle for River Song.
Yeah.
Maybe. I feel like it was more a vehicle to express the Doctor's feelings as becoming
like.
More of a person.
I don't like people.
But he's not a person, he's a freaking alien, he should have laser eyes. Pew!
But the thing is, though,
yeah.
I don't know. They're trying to make the Doctor become more of a person and be more sympathetic towards people. And you two are like, fuck him, I want him to start shouting at people and telling them they're wrong.
I want him to be the Dovahkiin! I want him to shout at people.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I feel like... I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably just because I don't really care about Amy and Rory. If I actually gave a shit about her and Amy and Rory, then it would probably affect me more, and I'd be like, okay, it makes sense that he's.
But
now,
is...
that being said, I have yet to find a companion that I really like. The only person, besides the Doctor on Doctor Who, I absolutely thought was the best character ever.
Jack?
Oh, yep. I was like, Captain Jack Harkness needs to be like a friggin' companion to the Doctor, and that needs to happen
like
3 years ago.
But the thing is...
I don't like that Torchwood is just about sex. I watched it on request of Duke of New York.
I love that it's just about sex.
It kind of is.
It's like Doctor Who's too clean for you. Time for some lesbian alien action.
I find it kind of hilarious how that's all Torchwood is about, though.
They're like, screw it. We have now an adult platform to pitch Doctor Who shows. Let's pull these Doctor Who shows out of the closet and, yeah.
Are you referring to Captain Jack again?
Yes. I am very much referring to Captain Jack.
Oh, out of the closet. That was, all right. Oh, okay.
And so, yeah.
I'm surprised that they went for the name of Torchwood with that show, as opposed to of the name of Unit they could have also gone with.
But Jack was a part of Torchwood, not a part of Unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of wouldn't make any sense.
I just like the name Unit.
the Unified...
I think that gives you a better idea of what the show's about than Torchwood does.
The Unified Intelligence Task Force? I don't know.
No, penis.
Wow,
penises
see,
everywhere. But yeah, they do that with Torchwood, where it's like, OMG, you're cheating on me with Captain Jack Harkness, and Captain Jack Harkness is like, I'm going to see you die one day because I never will. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, to kill this alien, you have to have sex with it. Okay.
Hey,
I'm
an alien. You know what keeps me alive? Orgasmic energy. I'm gonna rape you now.
That's the last one I watched, and I was like, really?
And then you know what? Damn it, this doesn't work. I need a penis.
Alright.
Basically, this is what Torchwood is.
Now, that being said,
said
that is definitely how it starts off. I'm not going to disagree.
Also, I'm money making a joke. That is literally a quote from the second episode.
Yeah.
I need a penis.
Now, that being said, Torchwood also does have some really good plot lines in it. Like, some really cool things they do in that show, too.
Yeah.
Like, also, I like, first off, I like a joke from David Tennant that is a line taken out from the Final Countdown is nothing on Earth can keep me away from Uranus. That was also a line taken out of the opening episode of Torchwood. And I still stand behind that joke, even though I fucking stuttered all over it.
Alright, but yeah, no, there's also another, I don't know, they do some neat stuff on there. Another one of my favorite ones is, there's a guy who, he's like in a really weird time loop where he has to complete this mission, but it's complicated, it gets into really in-depth stuff, but basically they have to, after this guy finally does what he was destined to do, because, like, he's in this loop, and so he knows what he has to do because he's done it because he has to do it, and it's this really weird thing.
So, it's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Well, not really, because he's still... It's different time versions of himself.
Okay.
But basically, towards the end of it, they have to send him back in time where he came from to, like, the day he's just killed. Because he has shell shock, and it wasn't really understood at that time, so they were going to execute him for desertion of the unit. It's
now,
a really weird, complicated, awesome episode, and I'd recommend watching Torchwood.
Actually, I think the last one I saw was the one where they had the Cyber Woman.
Oh, yeah.
That was a little too ridiculous for me, so I just kind of stopped watching.
The guy who's having sex with Captain Jack Harkness has a girlfriend. What?
Are you recommending porn on this?
A little bit. long story
short,
yes. Short story long, yes, please.
I was going to say something about Torchwood, and now I forget. This
Why are
happens.
You always going to say something, and then you
Because
never
I Because I'm somewhat tired, and then
Make
I think
up
about,
your mind.
And then basically, I start listening to what you guys are saying, and then I forget.
I might rewatch Torchwood.
God, I need like a pad and a paper here.
You need psychic paper so you can just mentally write it down.
Oh, that's true. But yeah, Torchwood's good. I enjoy Torchwood. Oh god, what was I gonna say? I kinda remembered it. And now I forgot it.
Ooh, well you can work on that, and I can keep saying Torchwood's great. Torchwood's but great.
Torchwood is pretty good. Now, the thing I like about... Oh, alright. The thing I found very, very odd about Torchwood is that, I don't know what episode this was, but it happened multiple occasions on this one episode. There's an aerial shot of Captain Jack Harkness just standing on the roof of a building for no reason at all.
I know, there are a lot of those sequences where it's just like, a panning shot of like Cardiff or wherever they are, and it's just like has this like weird like metro music.
But I mean, that's one thing. It's like, you know, it's a transition. You know, it's showing Cardiff. It's Captain Jack standing on the roof of a building, with the wind blowing his trench coat back.
Have a complaint about Captain Jack Harkness?
With his hands on his hips, just looking out.
He's gonna turn this podcast around, and it's not gonna be okay.
And I'm just looking, you know, he's just looking out, and I'm like, the thing is though, it pans around for a good minute and a half. I'm like, is this something gonna happen?
He jumps off the building and grows wings and flies away.
Yeah, is he going to jump off the building? He's gonna, and because, you know, he has a vortex, is he going to do something weird? Nope. Next scene. A minute and a half transition sequence of Captain Jack just standing on the roof of a building. Alright, Torchwood. Alright, you know, I don't know.
Well, they don't have a TARDIS. They can't just go in time and show... timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly things happen.
The thing is, though, you just cut then. You don't need a minute-and-a-half transition sequence of Captain Jack.
Maybe the episode was too short.
Honestly,
not a problem Captain Jack Harkness ever has.
Honestly, I feel like they had a minimum budget that they had to reach, and they didn't reach it in that episode. So they're like, you know what we'll do? We'll have a helicopter fly around and have a video of Captain Jack.
Alright, our budget. Let's get a helicopter.
I don't know. They must have had a lot of budget to blow. I think that's it. They're like, all right, we have $20,000 left. What should we do? Let's get a helicopter aerial view of him just standing on a building. Good job.
Now that being said, that could have been like the director's idea or something.
Yeah,
like someone just out of left field was like, we're gonna do this. And like, well,
whoever,
no one else.
But whoever's idea that was a retard. It's just out of place.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say Torchwood is necessarily as good as Doctor Who. However, I feel like when you're out of Doctor Who and you want to watch something similarly, maybe sometimes, watch Torchwood.
Also, I recommend if you can't get enough of a certain Doctor, well, except for Christopher Eccleston, because he wasn't around long enough, I recommend going on iTunes and getting some Doctor Who audiobooks.
They have some audiobooks.
I read regular Doctor Who books, because I'm a normal guy.
I have a Doctor Who book. I have Touched by an Angel, which is a Weeping Angels book.
Robe Levin. I would not want... Not spoiler alert, just public announcement. Don't put that into Google image search.
it'll probably pop up with something from the Catholic Church. Like, you know.
Touched by an Angel on my dad's.
But, yeah, so I have that. I have two Doctor Who books. I have, what is it? The Troll, or like something like, you know, the Troll under the Bridge or something.
God, is it just the Billy Goat's Gruff, and they just put Doctor Who on it?
No, I mean...
Change Troll to Dalek.
No, I mean, basically, it's like a...
Garlic.
Yeah, Duke says Dalek weird. He says it Dalek.
I say Dalek.
Dalek. Duke, I just want to let you know, there's no R in Dalek.
I'm Southern. Leave me alone.
Dalek.
The fact I'm not completely Southern all of the time, everyone should be thankful for.
The best
How
part
are you
is
the Duke of New York if you're Southern.
It was in North Carolina.
Yeah, I live in North Carolina.
The thing is,
I'm just the Duke of New York because I decided on it. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
The thing,
nobody,
yeah, there's no
currently filling the role. So.
But also, I'm Robo Evan. I am not legally a robot.
Legally, and, he is though, but not, you know, legally.
I'm an illegal immigrant of a robot. But the thing, what I was gonna say was
have the right paperwork.
Very sloppy Joe.
It's easier for me because I.
And you didn't want to watch Torchwood, and you're talking about all right.
The thing is though, it's easy for me to pronounce Dalek right because even if there was an R, because I'm from Boston, I wouldn't pronounce it.
Right.
So even if it was Dalek, I would still pronounce it Dalek. So it's just nice. Easy for me.
And I'm from the South, so I just have sex with my cousins.
It put R's where there shouldn't be.
Yeah, that too. That's lesser known, though.
I'm gonna have Cirque with my cruising.
Yerp.
Yerp.
Yeah.
Yo, Jim Bob, get over here and let's have an orgy with your cousin.
Whoa. As long as we don't make eye contact, it's fine.
The cell. As backwards as can be.
No, but we're pretty forwards. Everyone else is backwards.
Forward. Yeah.
Okay. Good work, Duke.
I'm not even going to explain why, because I can't think of any reasons why.
You know why? Because everyone else is backwards to you. But everyone else just sees you backwards, because, you know...
We're the master race. I'm just going to say that. Keep going. Just never acknowledge the fact I just said that. Keep going.
I mean, also, yeah, because, you know, you can't agree to get people equal rights. It's still pretty racist down there.
Hey. I can't say something that isn't racist, so I'm just not going to say anything at all.
If you can't say something not racist, don't say it at all.
I'm just going to stop. No more Duke, because every eighth word comes out, it's racist, black people, damn it.
That's not even racist.
No, but if I keep going, I'll say are inferior, damn it. God. Alright, just go. Before it gets too late.
Before it gets too late?
He just sits in his room, yelling obscenities about black people.
He's wrapped in a Confederate flag, naked, holding a double-barrel shotgun, shouting niggers.
RoboEvan, you told you said you'd never tell anyone about that.
Oh my god. We just crossed that line.
Vaughn, are you still here? Because I want you to draw that. I want you to draw Duke naked, wrapped in a Confederate flag, holding a shotgun, shouting niggers.
And check it.
Alright, I'm getting it now. He just took a picture he took me yesterday. Alright.
I photoshopped it. I made it look bigger.
Yeah, alright, thanks.
You're welcome.
Alright, anyways, back to Doctor Who.
Doctor Who? Have we had enough Doctor Who?
I bet everyone who likes Doctor Who has already stopped listening. And the people, only the people who are offended by making fun of racist humor are still listening. So we probably screwed up anyways.
All right.
I love how RoboEvan, before recording this, was like, we're going to get to the mailroom. They were just going to ramble about random stuff like we've been doing. And now it's been pretty much Doctor Who. This is like the
like we're doing like before. We were going to ramble about Doctor Who. That's the whole thing.
All right.
But yeah, alright, so...
Adventure Time's also a good show, watch that.
But also, I just want to say, Doctor Who...
I love the way they draw.
Yeah. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy Doctor Who. I just wish the more recent seasons would get better. I don't know what they're doing. This is a public letter. Steve Moffat. What the fuck are you doing? Seriously.
Why can't you pronounce Stephen Moffat's name right?
Moffat? Did I say Moffat? Sorry.
Oh, make fun of me for saying Derlix.
Derlix. Skrillix.
Wub, 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 wub.
And, Stephen Moffat, what the fuck are you doing? Seriously, don't make all of us angry.
XOXO Duke.
And, you know, you've been listening to R&R, but you can find our other at PBJ_cast at pbjcast.blogspot.com. You're allegedly listening to this either on iTunes, where you can rate, comment, subscribe. Can you comment? Yeah, you can leave a review. Or on pbjrr.blogspot.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at robo1234.
At Duke of PBJ.
Floppy Go, do you have a Twitter that you like plugged?
No, I never use Twitter.
Okay. Right.
I use Tumblr more often, but it's not safe for work, so I'd just rather not.
Alright, it's fine. Just, tell people to listen to the PBJ cast. And
to the PBJ cast and Toppy Talk. Oh, wait. Never mind. Okay.
No, but go on that Tumblr and just tell them not to listen to the episode that I called everyone on Tumblr babies.
I'm probably going to reblog this to my tens of followers on Tumblr. So
hey,
you'll have tens of more people. Followers. Wow. That's like twice our listener base. Vaughn, do you have anything you want to plug?
He's not allowed. He's not allowed. Back to your cave.
Like the
His video game that does nothing.
Like the art that you should be doing for us, but aren't actually doing. Could you plug that?
Oh wait,
I drew a picture.
He did, and I saw it.
Is that what you've been drawing? Have you been drawing this entire time?
Yeah, he just draws the whole time.
No,
he never draws except for when I want him to be doing something else.
I drew a picture and then I did homework.
Oh.
He did again?
That's how bored he was.
Again. He did homework during another podcast too, right?
Yep.
I have like 2 exams.
I have 3. Alright?
I have none.
They're all in like physics. I can't do this.
I'm going to community college, so to be fair, I'm kind of really good.
Yeah, I know.
You go to community college, dude?
I go to community college because I'm getting a networking degree from Cisco.
I thought you had to pay for it, though. Don't you have to pay for college, even though it's community college?
I do.
How does that work?
Wait, I totally misjudged
cheaper.
How old you were.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just getting
how
certifications.
Came out Provo Evan, so I automatically assumed that.
Hold on, wait. How old do you think Duke was?
Oh, God, I don't
want
to
say
10,
I feel so bad.
10, 10,
80,
10,
88,
10,
10, oh, 10. Say the Duke's 10. Like, say the Duke's 10. God damn it, you better say you think I'm 10 or I swear to God.
Like 16, 17.
All right. First of all, we need to finish closing out because we started that.
No, I can't wanna... Someone thought I was 25 years old. How
I thought
old
you were
you...
12. I thought, like, me and my girlfriend both thought you were about 12 years old.
Well,
honestly,
you are accurate. I turned 13 about a month ago, so you were pretty accurate.
Dang, we did a good job.
Now, to be fair, RoboEvan grew up in the streets.
I didn't
in
grow
the
up.
Bronx.
So,
the best part is, I didn't. I grew up the furthest way from the streets. I've never left my house.
Oh, yeah,
no.
So,
yeah.
I'm 35.
He's 19, right? Is that? I think that's how old.
Yeah,
that's
close enough. Actually, fun fact.
I
look older than my dad.
You look older
I am both taller and look older than him. My dad, like, skateboards and stuff. He's, like, totally radical. And I'm like, I'm just going to sit down and learn networking stuff. And so it's just hilarious.
Because we're, like,
because...
we're like a knit cap with a skull on it.
Yeah, does.
Yeah, I'm almost taller than my dad, and I'm, like, 5'6", so that's pretty depressing.
Yeah, but it's hilarious because whenever I visit my grandparents on his side of the family, and there's other people over there, they always like, "Oh, hey," and I'm like, "Nope, not me. That's my dad."
Wait, I don't think
just,
I ever met your dad.
Imagine me, but like a like half a foot shorter.
But why haven't I met him?
Probably because he's too radical skateboarding. I don't know.
Knowing Duke is probably for the better.
Yeah. If you think I'm weird, you should see him. And by see him,
I
mean...
not. Get away.
Exist in his vicinity.
Speaking of his vicinity, does he have a Twitter? No. Good.
Yeah, it
no.
does.
Put it up.
It's dukesdad@gmail.com is also his Twitter.
Mr. New York.
He's the king of New York. I'm just the Duke.
Alright, is that it? Should we plug everything? Countercast, you know what it is.
The podcast we kind of sort of given up on, but not quite. Countercast.
I've never listened to the Countercast.
Well, that's okay because
it's actually slightly more prepared than most of our podcasts.
It has okay.
That's not saying if you don't like Counter Strike, then you're not gonna like that though, because that's what
we
talk about
most
of the time.
Yeah, I can't play Counter Strike Global Offense.
Why? But you can play 1.6, and we talk about that a lot.
I normally don't watch things or follow things that I can't actually take part in.
Get Counter-Strike 1.6, please.
What's that?
It's the Half-Life mod right. Counter-Strike.
Alright, I'm gonna speak to you in terms that even I can understand, because Duke says words, and I'm like, what does that mean?
Alright, I grew up on Counter-Strike, so that's just what I know. That is what I breathe and what I live.
It's just plain Counter-Strike, you know? Nothing special about it, just 1.6, it's just Counter-Strike.
Was the major...
Yeah, the only time I played Counter-Strike was on Xbox.
That was Condition Zero, I think.
Yes, it was Condition Zero.
Back in the day.
It looks worse than Condition Zero, but, like, slightly.
I loved that game.
It was pretty good.
I just sat there playing that all day.
Well, hey, guess what? Now you can play Global Offensive on Xbox. Just, you know, now it'll be filled with 12-year-olds yelling faggot.
Oh, okay. You should know some of them.
I know I shouldn't. Oh, God. I've given up my 12-year-old. I'm honestly an old man. It's awful. I get up. I'm like, oh, God, my back. I'm going to go listen to the Beatles and drink tea.
Wait,
that's
British.
Yeah, no, you're not old man. Just British rebel.
Aren't all?
I know it's hard to tell them apart.
You're a British 12-year-old.
Yeah, it's your British 12-year-old.
God, it is awful. I wake up in the morning and I just mumble and drink tea. I am an old man.
Alright, Rob Weaven. Queen, pro con.
Wait, what do you mean the pros and cons?
No, it's like true false. Queen. True false. Alright. He's British. Pass the citizenship test.
Oh my god. Yeah.
You really fell for that one.
Well, Queen is a very good band. And I listened to it while I cleaned my horse chariot and drank my tea.
No, you get your peasants to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I a lord now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in England is.
I am Nudie Lord Brit. I am Lord Roboevan of PBA Castia.
Duke of London.
The Duke of London. Duke, have you installed some sort of different system? Alright.
I installed Windows.
Anyone hit up that Windows 8?
Oh god, this has been the PBK fucking something.
Random ramble.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, people.
Random ramblings. Jay,
talk. I love anyone that's listening to this.
If you are, this is like 3 years into it, so thanks for listening all the way through. I very much doubt anyone would.
How long has this been? Do you have like a timer?
Yeah, I do have a timer, but if I look at it, it'll stop recording. So, catch 22.
It's 1 hour.
That's not even a catch. It's just if I look at it, it stops recording. That's not catch 22. That's catch just a catch.
It's just bullshit. Yeah. All right.
At least an hour, and we've tried to close this episode like 3 times.
All right, Duke.
Or Rebel Weapon has.
Who are you? Who are you?
God, I forget. And you always make fun of me. I'm Von Witzenheimer.
I'm Duke.
I'm Sloppy Joe.
And I guess I'm Rebel Weapon.
No, all right. Duke. There's two Dukes.
If you listened all the way through, email us and be like, I listened to that episode, you guys are all pieces of shit, fucking, I'm unsubscribing, or, you know, something.
I am ready for all of the hate mail that is going to come over here because of, like, oh, the old guy showed up and fucked up the whole episode.
Email us, tell us what you think about Sloppy Joe, and by tell us, I mean, I really hope you swear a lot, like, say things that go back to his childhood and remind him of the things that made him cry for the first time, like...
It's like seeing a dead puppy in the road.
Ubermedic, be nice. Ubermedic.
Ubermedic is the only one who's going to email in. I want him to go, like, see inside your conscience.
I want him to tell us the darkness that resides within your soul.
Oh my god.
Wait, who is this guy?
Sloppy Joe. He's a guy. He's over there.
There must be some darkness within your soul.
No.
Because
mail guy?
Oh god, it's not a hate mail person. It's just the only one who emails every week because he has literally nothing better to do.
Here, wait, I'll email you guys. What's the email?
PBJcast.
PBJcast@gmail.com. PBJcountercast@gmail.com. That's the other one.
I should probably check that email once at least a month.
Yeah.
But now, that being said, every time I check it, like, there's nothing there. And I'm like, alright.
Oh, fuck it.
Wait, if I put something on here, you'll talk about it?
No, because it's from you,
Duke,
but if it was from someone else, then yes.
Duke, I literally want you to just fade this out, because I don't think we're going to be able to stop anytime soon.
Alright, so it'll just be getting quieter and
goodbye,
quieter.
Goodbye, everyone.
Alright, yeah, see ya. Bye.
Go away, go to hell.
No, all right.
Be nice, Supermedic.
Alright. Roboevan, the worst part about you... is you just get quieter, so when I fade out, it's like twice as much. And that really kind of pisses me off. Because it's me being faded out slowly, then it's Rob Weaven going,
Is the podcast over?
Oh no, not yet. I'm fading this part out.
Is it safe?